You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Kept my man, could have made some dollars and made some plans. Oh, but I traded it all for that rock and roll. Oh, Lord, oh, please help me. I got a gypsy soul. Seen a lot of faces, been a lot of places. My feet keep running, you can't hold me down. Had a lot of lovers, even met a few mothers, but I always keep on moving to the next town. Oh, my one true love is that rock and roll. Oh, Lord, oh, please help me. I got a gypsy soul.
Closing out that set from North Dakota's Jennifer Lynn and the Groove Revival with the title track from their brand new EP, Gypsy Soul. Before that, from the fourth King of the Blues, we had the late great Earl King with Street Parade from 1972's New Orleans Blues. The legendary New Orleans R&B singer and guitarist passed away 20 years ago Monday, April 17, 2003, in his hometown at 69. Born Earl Silas Johnson IV, his father died when he was still a baby, and he was raised by his mother, who encouraged him to sing gospel, but he eventually switched to blues after a friend told him he could make a better living. He began playing guitar at 15, heavily influenced by Guitar Slim. He made his first recordings, Have You Gone Crazy and Begging at Your Mercy, in 1953 as Earl Johnson for Savoy Records after winning a talent audition. His next single, Mother's Love by Specialty, was to be released under the name King Earl, but a mix-up at the pressing plant released it as Earl King, and the name became permanent. During his career, he released several successful albums, toured across the world, and influenced the likes of Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan, both of whom covered his songs. And taking us across the top of our first hour, from his 2008 Grammy-winning Ramble at the Ryman, we had the legendary Levon Helm with his cover of Chuck Berry's Back to Memphis. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, the legendary Johnny Shines passed away 31 years ago Thursday, April 20th, 1992 at 76. Originally known as Little Wolf for his musical similarity to his idol Howlin' Wolf, Johnny Shines' career shifted course when he began traveling and performing with the King of the Delta Blues, Robert Johnson, becoming one of the greatest interpreters of Johnson's classic songs. He moved to Chicago in 1941, recording for Columbia Chess and J.O.B., but his slide playing and smooth, heartfelt vocals never translated into the success that so many other artists from the South had found in the Windy City. Disappointed, he moved to Alabama and was eventually rediscovered in the late 1960s and began playing in Europe and America throughout the 70s. Johnny Shines played and recorded with the likes of Robert Lockwood Jr., Coco Taylor, Snooky Pryor, Big Walter Horton, Sonnyland Slim, Willie Dixon, and others. His 1978 album, Chicago Blues at Home, received a Grammy nomination for Best Ethnic or Traditional Recording. He suffered a stroke in the 1980s but continued to record as a vocalist. Johnny Shines was nominated for 7 Blues Music Awards, winning 3 times, including the first ever Traditional Blues Album of the Year, when his collaboration with Robert Lockwood Jr., Hangin' On, beat out his solo release, Hey Ba Ba Rebop. Johnny Shines was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1992. From his 1971 release, Standing at the Crossroads, named after Robert Johnson's classic, this is the late great Johnny Shines with his cover of the title track. Thank you.
Tell my good friend Willie Brown. Tell him I'm down in the crossroads. I can feel myself sinking down.
Didn't work out. It all went wrong. All fell apart. Should have known all along. But it ain't nobody's fault.
Closing out that set from his new release, Shades of Blue, we had Sault Ste. Marie's Terry Donahue with Nobody's Fault. And I got that set started off with Johnny Shines and the title track from Standing at the Crossroads. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. It's time for our big block of blues, over 20 minutes of uninterrupted rockin' blues music. For this week's big block of blues, to help celebrate the 16th annual Record Store Day, I'm going to showcase some of the vinyl in my collection that I usually use to close out the show with the final vinyl. Record Store Day was conceived in 2007 to celebrate the culture of the independently owned record store, as well as becoming a celebration of the physical vinyl long-playing record. The first Record Store Day was held the following year at Rasputin Music in Mountain View, California, with Metallica kicking things off. In 2010, an official ambassador was established, and the success of the day led to a second Record Store Day being held every Black Friday as well. Usually held on the third Saturday in April, the COVID-19 pandemic and its own popularity has caused some date shifting, but it's soldiered on and grown in popularity. Now a huge marketing opportunity for artists and labels, Record Store Day sees releases of new, limited, and exclusive releases. Today alone, over 300 albums are being released, not bad for a medium that was written off decades ago. And while I don't have any of those releases, I do have some newish vinyl and some classics as well. Starting things off, legendary Texas bluesman Clarence Gatemouth Brown was born 99 years ago Tuesday, April 18, 1924 in Vinton, Louisiana. Raised in Orange, Texas, Brown's guitar playing was influenced by fellow Texan T-Bone Walker, but he was also an accomplished musician on fiddle, drums, viola, harmonica, piano, mandolin, and bass. Clarence Gatemouth Brown made his first recording for Atlantic Records in 1947 before releasing a string of hits for Don Robey's Houston-based Peacock Records. Gatemouth's blend of Texas blues, jazz, country, and Cajun music altered the very definition of the blues and influenced artists such as Albert Collins, Guitar Slim, J.J. Cale, and Johnny Guitar Watson. A 14-time nominee at the Blues Music Awards, winning 10 times, 8 times for Fiddle Player of the Year, Gatemouth Brown was nominated for 7 Grammys, winning in 1982 for Best Traditional Blues Recording. He played Montreux on 6 different occasions, and in 1973 was a special guest of Canned Heat. Clarence Gatemouth Brown was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1999. He passed away in 2005 at 81.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
From 1977's Blackjack, this is the late, great Clarence Gatemouth Brown with Here Am I.
Here am I, here am I, here am I. Feeling sad, feeling sad. I just lost the best woman I ever had. Fool I've been. Drove her away. She left town early this morning. Back home.
never saw us coming. They didn't know of our plan.
We struck right up from behind and stole it right from the hand.
They couldn't see us for looking.
That was their first mistake.
But I saw you and you saw me.
I saw you.
Nothing more. So